Praise God.
We have been running with a series in this month of our showers of blessing. And our daddy has taken us from the first Sunday of the month on the topic showers of blessing part one, showers of blessing part two, part three. And today we'll be rounding up with showers of blessing part four. Showers of blessing part four. Remember, it's a Thanksgiving service. It is a special Thanksgiving and also a dedication service. As you rejoice in God's presence, in the months ahead of you, God will be multiplying your joy in the name of Jesus Christ. So today we'll be looking at showers of blessing part four, and I will take my text for this morning message from where we read in our call to worship, Psalm 67. I will take verse 7. Psalm 67, verse 7. Showers of blessing, part 4. God shall bless us. Somebody didn't say amen. I say God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. When I say fearful blessing, you will say showers of blessing. Fearful blessing is what? Showers of blessing. God will bless you to the extent that everyone around you will fear him. The Bible says, whatever God doeth, Ecclesiastes, abide forever. I say, he doeth it that all men will fear him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God is blessing you not because of you? He's blessing you so that men can reference him. So that men can look at your God and say, oh, this God is a good God. I say, God will bless you in the name of Jesus. So we have been told by our Father in the Lord that God's blessing cover every area of our lives. Just a recap. Go to our website. The address will be displayed on the screen. Download the wonderful messages from heaven that will change your life, transform your story, and listen to them over and over and over again. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing. Hallelujah. Through this month, from the first day, Daddy established for us that the blessing of God covers every area of our lives, every area of our interests. And that it is God's will, it is God's delight to bless us. That you are struggling is not in God's interest as a child of God, except you are not his child. But if you are a child of God, God is not glorified in your struggle. God is not glorifying your pain. God is not glorifying your suffering. God is glorified when you are blessed. He said, blessed be the Lord who delights in the prosperity of his servant. If you are a child of God, God delights in your prosperity, in your well-being. So it is God's delight that you are blessed. You are blessed in the fruit of your body. You are blessed in the work of your hands. You are blessed every area of your life. It is God's delight. He gives God more glory. He brings honor to God when you are shining. Let me tell your neighbor. He gives honor to God when you are shining more than when you are smelling. You know, the two start with S. Hallelujah. Oh. You will not smell. Amen. He give God glory. Either with makeup or not, you are shining. Men are seeing you, are not asking you, hope is well. You know, you see somebody and you ask the person, hope all is well. How many of us have been there? Somebody just say, hope, they won't ask you, hope all is well. Hallelujah. Hope all is well. Hope there is no problem. It is in God's delight that you are shining forth his glory. His glamour, his blessings are seen around you. It is God. God delights in that more than any other thing. Our Father has also established for us that God wants us to enjoy his blessings, not in measures, but in showers. Hallelujah. Mercy drop ransoms are falling, but for the showers we plead. We are not just pleading for the showers. God wants you to enjoy abundant blessing, showers of blessing. And this abundant blessing, these showers of blessing, Daddy also told us that it is called an overwhelming blessing, overwhelming positive outcome in all areas of your life. When you have an overwhelming positive outcome, products, results in whatever you do, hallelujah, then you are enjoying these showers of blessing. That's what God wants you to have. So he gave us the picture of what showers of blessing look like. He said it is an abundant blessing. It is an overwhelming positive outcome in life of a man, signifying God's presence. These showers of blessing, it is an unfinished blessing. Leviticus 26 and verse 10. You will bring out the old to enjoy the new, to bring in the new, the old blessing, the old full stop. He said, who need them? Because new are coming. But one will not finish, and you are now fasting and prayer before and fasting and praying before another comes. That is not showers of blessing. Hallelujah. It is an unfinished blessing. He said, showers of blessing is a covenant blessing. Genesis 12 and verse 2 to 3. Covenant blessings. Blessings that terminate curses. That is what showers of blessing look like. When this blessing comes into your life, curses can't stand. It swallows up curses. Amo yo bo ni owo teyan ni ton deru ba osi. That is the kind of blessing, abundant blessing. Tagba number one, ru owo be yo se kini yo jejeje yo su yo si bota. Ta lo bon ti mo so. To ba gbo shout hallelujah. That is showers of blessing. Not the one that you are scraping. Some want to give offering inside church. They will be looking at their pockets. They can't bring the money out. Oluwa, God will deliver you. That is not showers of blessing. And I've said it here before that when a declaration goes forth every month, every year, it does not mean that when the year passes or that month passes, that declaration is over. No. It's just that within that period of time, God will be placing in your hand in knowledge what you need to enjoy that blessing for the rest of your life. So the intention of God is that all these blessings in his word that we have gathered, as information, as knowledge, is to help us enjoy showers of blessing all the days of our life. You will not just be giving offering. Forgive me for those who wear agbada to church. You know, it is very easy for those, not Pastor Sam, but very easy for those who wear agbada. They just put their hand inside their agbada like this and be using star and be counting. When you are not blind, some know the color and the feeling of 1,000. Some know the color and the feeling of how 500 naira look like, and you are not blind. Kini yo ba pe? Oshi oni tayin. You won't be poor. It's poverty that makes a man to know. When you put your hand inside your pocket, you are able to recognize the feeling of 1,000 and say, this 1,000 is transport for the week. You will just pass it and go to the next one. This one is 500 naira. 500 naira. Can 500 naira even buy spaghetti now? Indomie, ma. Why Indomie? How much? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this anointing came upon me since yesterday. Hallelujah. So now today, now that is the minister. Praise God. You will not be poor. Today is not a prophetic service, but I don't know why I'm going towards this side. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will not be poor. Amen. God wants you to be rich. Because the more blessed you are, the more of showers of blessing you enjoy, the more you are able to preach the gospel. It is poverty that make a man to know the feeling of 500, of 1,000. Once you touch it, you don't have to look at it. Once you touch it, you know. You are already calculated. This 1,000, that's the transport for the week to go to office. You can't dare to give God. Showers of blessing is a blessing God releases upon you that terminate causes. Causes of poverty, of lack and want. Remove embargo. You can't cross this line. Once you build one house, hey, praise the Lord, you are celebrating everywhere. Somebody will say, I don't pass my father. My father now only land he gets. Me, I don't build a house. You are past your biological father, but your heavenly father, you have not started. You have not what? You have not started. Say, I have not started. And if you are not there, you will get there. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the blessings, showers of blessing God wants you to enjoy is the blessing that scare poverty. When that blessing come upon you, poverty will see you, will run. Limitation will see you and fly. Embargoes of life, marital, spiritual, financial, will see you and they will run away. There will be no more limitations in any area of your life. That is the kind of blessing God is talking about. That is the kind of blessing God wants you to enjoy. That is what we call showers of blessing. Shout hallelujah. Showers of blessing are generational blessing. Just as we saw in Genesis 12, verse 3b. The blessing that transcends your generation to your children and your children's children yet unborn. Showers of blessing is that blessing that provokes speed and acceleration in life. Genesis 26, verse 12 to 13. Showers of blessing changes the climate over your life. Anywhere you appear, things just begin to fall in pleasant places for you. That's a man that is enjoying the cover of showers of blessing. I say you will get there. I didn't hear you. I say you will get there. We have also been told that to enjoy all that we have said about showers of blessing, all that this covenant blessing, showers of blessing carry, you must be or live a lifestyle of obedience, total obedience, not half obedience, not partial obedience. Genesis chapter 12, the Bible told our father Abraham from verse 1, leave your father's house, leave your mother, go to the land I will show you. And verse 4, the Bible says Abraham what? Departed. The next verse, he departed. He was not consulting with family members. Total obedience to God's word and divine instruction. Once you see yourself living in parallel with the word of God, with the instruction of the Bible, then you are not set for showers of blessing. If you want to enjoy it, then your lifestyle must be of that of total obedience. Then number two, we also learn that we must live a consistent life, not just being intensive. Please go to our website and download this message. They are life-changing messages. Then he also told us that we must be positive and have right attitude to life if you want to enjoy showers of blessing. And today, we add one more. Having been told that showers of blessing is fearful blessing, from that scripture in Psalm 67, verse 7, showers of blessing it's a fearful blessing. And to enjoy fearful blessing, you must praise God. What do I say? I didn't hear you. You must what? Give me verse 5 of that scripture. Psalm 67, verse 5. He said, let the people do what? Praise thee O God. Let all the people. How many people? I didn't hear you. How many people? Tall people. Short people. Fat people. Slim people. Short. How many people? All the people. All. He said, let all the people praise thee. Yes. He said, then. That means without the number five, well, this one will not happen. The following verses, the promises, the blessings will not what? Will not follow. He said, let all the people praise you. Let all the people praise you. He said, then when these people have praised you, shall the earth yield and increase. And God, even our God, shall bless us. He said, God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth will fear him. So if you want to enjoy this fearful blessing that we call showers of blessing, you must be a praiser. Gratitude is what increases your altitude in life. What do I say? You want to rise above obstacles, above limitation. It is your gratitude that increases your altitude in life. Your heights in marriage, in business, in career, in spiritual life. Your height is determined by your gratitude. Hallelujah. If you are grateful, you will praise him. If you are grateful, you will thank him. Hallelujah. And so, how do we describe this fearful blessing? Fearful blessings are blessings, number one, or number A, anyhow you choose to number. Fearful blessings are blessings that inspire A, inspire reverence, adoration. Blessings that are so powerful, unexpected. I call it pleasant surprises. Hallelujah. All blessings that are weighty, heavy. Hallelujah. You know what they call heavy weight? There are some blessings that are weighty, heavy weight blessing. That is what somebody will be enjoying from this month onward. Heavy blessing. Hallelujah. That is what fearful blessing means. That is what this showers of blessings is all about. Heavyweight blessing. Somebody asked for one child and God is giving you three. That one is what? Heavyweight. Are you in church? Did somebody just claim that? I didn't hear. Did somebody just claim that? Hallelujah. You just say, God, just wipe away my tears. Eh? And God will have just wiped the tears like this. God wipe it like this, and like this. How many? Once, you just enter the living room and come out and say bye-bye. See you in heaven. No more here on earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Weightier blessing. Heavyweight blessing. That is what this fearful blessing means. Somebody will open their mouth until your bank pay ni yanu. A blessing that somebody will open. How did it happen? They will open their mouth. To close it, you will have to say, Uncle. Hallelujah. It's a symbol. Praise the Lord. Weighty blessing. That is what it means. Another thing we can, or the other way we can describe fearful blessing, which you have said is also showers of blessing, is that this fearful blessing causes great transformation of life. People that know you before, they begin to ask, is this that same brother? Is it that same sister? They begin to ask you. A total transformation, change of name, change of level. Genesis 12, 1 to 3. I will make your name great. Those who used to disdain you before, they will call you yes, ma, yes, sir. That is what fearful blessing does. That is what it looks like. You must, of a necessity, if you must enjoy this fearful blessing, these showers of blessing we are talking about, amidst other things we have discussed in the course of this month, you must make up your mind to live a lifestyle of gratitude, thanksgiving, and praise. Now, when the Bible says, let the people praise me, there was no condition. Was there any condition there? That when you are happy, you do what? Eh? You praise God. Is that what the Bible says? When you are full, you have eaten and you are full, you do what? When you are hungry, you don't praise God. Hallelujah. There was no, he said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people. All. So your gratitude to God, express in thanksgiving, express in your praise. When things are good and when things are the other way. Igba to ba te wa lorun, you are the most. Igba to gbo mi loju o, you are the most high. Every time when you look into your storehouse and you are saying, God, have mercy. He is the most high. You are the most high. When you look like nobody is favoring you, you are the most high. You are the most. When people are asking you, how far now? You must constantly make up your mind to declare God as God in every situation. Any situation you find yourself, if you truly want God, and I ask you, if you are angry with God, is it God that caused your trouble? No. You better make up your mind that God is not the source of any pain. Whatever you are passing through that is not pleasant, let me look for this scripture. Is it Isaiah 50? 7 or somewhere. He says, if any man doeth oppress you, it is not by me. No weapon. Look for that scripture for me. India. No weapon formed against you shall what? Shall prosper. But I want the earlier scripture. Before he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I say, if there is any pain in your life, if there is any area of oppression, if there is any area that things are not working the way you want it to work, he said, it is not by me. If anyone oppress you, the Bible says God dissociated himself from oppression, from pain. You must conclude and make up your mind that whatever it is that you are passing through, it is not God's doing. If you don't establish this in your mind, in your heart, you will not be able to live a life of gratitude. Hallelujah. You will not be able to. You will not be able to. So you must make up your mind that every situation and every condition you find yourself, you will be grateful to God. If you are not grateful, you are turning yourself to become a grateful, because you cannot intimidate God. Whatever condition, if you say God is not God, that is irrelevant. You are the one to suffer. Your best bet is to live a lifestyle of gratitude, because it is in gratitude that you can attract God. It is in gratitude that you can get God to your side. It is in gratitude. When you are not grateful, God will be far from you. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 22 and verse 3, God inhabits. God always wants to dwell. Praise, thanksgiving, gratitude is the habitation of God. That's where God wants to be. But where there is murmuring and complaining, that was what held Anna for several years. That the woman they married after had 5 children and she couldn't bear one. Why? Because she according to her confession, she was a woman of a sorrowful spirit, always going around with sorrow. Even you can read the sorrow all over her. And so God does not visit sorrowful people. God has nothing to do with sorrowful people. I met a woman long time ago, and the woman, you know, when we got talking, she had been married for several years and no child. And they kept, when I say, I will ask her, auntie, why are you like this? This is the open scripture. You can't attract God by your sorrow. You are looking like a fresh widow every time. God is not moved by your tears. What moved God is the obedience to his word. He said, let the people praise me. In that your condition, praise me. In that your situation, when things are working, praise me. When things are not working, what do? You praise me. That is what moved God. Oh. Your tears, you're only on the ground, does not move God. And I asked the woman, why are you always like this? You're always looking as if you are... In fact, it was my interaction that made me know that she was waiting on God for the fruit of the womb. I used to pity her when I first knew her, that car. I don't know, this young woman, when did the husband die? I said, she's not a widow. Because of the way she will appear. And thank God, that's why the Bible forbids that you judge people when you first see them. And so when we got talking, she told me, say, mommy, this is not the way I used to appear before. This is not the way I used to look. He said, but this situation has always, you know, driven me out of my husband's house. And I said, what happened? He said, the mother-in-law. Because after 2, 3, 4 years, you know, after every of the anniversary, the woman we, you know, celebrate, bring, organize for cake. They are celebrating their wedding anniversary. Just like Pastor Sam and Sister Gift want to do pepper in church today, want to dance. Say, we are celebrating our wedding. How many years, daddy? My brother. Eh? 5, 4. Ah, hallelujah. Every time she wants to celebrate. But one day, one of the occasions that she invited the family member, everybody to celebrate their wedding anniversary. When the mother-in-law came, the mother-in-law asked, before people start coming and ask her, what are you doing? He said, ah, mama, it's our anniversary. He said, anniversary, go and call the children for me. And the woman looked and was looking around. Children, mama, you know now. He said, you know what? Oh, be my Lord, call you by. Eh? Say, you don't get sense. I mean, you don't get sense. Ne? What did the Yoruba people say? If somebody know they think about Abi, only call Niro, no? Kosekini? Kolirori? She's not thoughtful. I mean, that's a Polish English. The person knows they think. How many years now? He said, call picking for me. You can't call even one. You now paint mouth, paint face, wear fine clothes. The woman said, if angel that is sharing children, my call, they didn't say you don't get problem. So how would they give you? Can I tell you that's not gospel? That is not what? That's not gospel. The angel that was distributing children, anytime they see Anna in Shiloh, they just pass. The so-called second wife, now they baptize almost every year because that one is always happy. In Shiloh, they will sit and drink and dance. But Anna will go and sit down in one corner and will be drinking tears. Nothing. Sorrow, herself says she's a woman of sorrowful spirit. So when the angels are coming, because they are not, God is not attracted by sorrow, by pain, by your cry, pitying yourself, self-pity. The only thing that attracts God is what? Is prayer. Even in my condition, I thank you. I appreciate you because I know you are the giver of children. I appear like somebody who is going to a party. Let God be glorified in your outlook. I believe God is talking to somebody this morning. You are 35, 38. You know, no husband is coming. And when somebody see you outside, they will greet you and say, mommy, good afternoon, ma. Our children. Our what? Our children. And you are not married. They are already asking you how children. You know they say, when somebody appear, they will tell you, say, how children? You are not pregnant. It's not as if they see you with pregnancy. But the way you appear, they are already asking you how children. When the wrapper you tie, one is holding kuli kuli, the other one is drinking gari.
upside down.
Your dressing, your face is not phanimorous. That's not English, isn't it? When I say it's not phanimorous, that means it's not friendly. A brother cannot even see you when you are not smiling. Maybe the brother is God, is leading the brother. But when he see you, always. When you are not smiling, you are ugly. The Bible says in the book of James, he said, the one that is sick, let him do what? Let him pray. The one that is merry, that is glad, that is happy with God, and believing God for the change of his or her situation, what would that person do? We sing. When you are singing, do you sing? Do you sing and close your mouth? Anybody that's it's not in our choir. It can't be in Haka. You are singing, you are tighten your face. Which song can you even sing and tighten your face for goodness sake? Tell me, which song? Eh? There is no song. You are not smiling. A lifestyle of gratitude from the bottom of your heart, being grateful, and let it reflect in your words, in your smile, in your look. I love one of our mom in this church. I say, mommy, say, please don't call me mommy. I'm a babe. I go, darugbo jiji. Mommy. Baba mi oduo sagidi. Hallelujah. He said, mommy. You know what mommy is in the direct interpretation? Who know what mommy is, direct interpretation? I told you, say, now daddy, they preach this month. What is it? You don't know what mommy is? Tabani, mommy, can you win? Eduo Sagidi. Don't shake. Mommy. That's the meaning of mommy. Mommy, that means don't shake. Emio mio. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I love that, my mommy. From the first day, enter this, I say, mommy, you know, Haka, with respect. He said, please don't call me mommy, I'm a babe. So people know if you call her babe, now they just say, mommy, babe. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I like the mentality where she's coming from. If you know somebody that has small body, you know, it's easier. Like Mrs. Gift now. It's very difficult for her to say, mommy. Mommy Gift. Hallelujah. The thing won't come to your mind. You just say, sis. You won't even know she's married. Stand up, Jerry, my dear. Men are not toast time. Holy Ghost fire there. Praise God. When you just see her, what do you say? You say, sis, God bless you. You see the way she's hiding her hand, right? Hallelujah. If she stand like that, you won't know on time. It just says, sis, God bless you. Can we exchange? Praise God. Be grateful where you are. On your way to where you want to be. Be grateful. Be grateful. No, there is no small blessing of God. What do I say? No small blessing. That you are alive. If the choir is singing, oh, yagbe body. Some people will just stand like this. The senior brother and the senior sister of Jesus. You say, look at all these small boys. They're jumping up. They are jumping up. Say, thank God for Haka. There are different classes here. Now, you have no class. If you are the type that they are dancing and singing and jumping to the Almighty God, the honor that if God touch that switch of your life, that's the end. They are now saying they are small children. Hallelujah. Be grateful. Let the people praise thee, O Lord. Let all the people. If you must enjoy showers of blessing, you must live, imbibe, and exhibit a lifestyle of thanksgiving and praise. See, it is an understatement that thanksgiving, a life of gratitude, will do all for you. It is an understatement. You want battle fought for you and victory delivered on your lap. His praise. Go and read the book of the story of Jehoshaphat in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 21 to 22. When the war, the battle that was more than them came against them, what do they do? They gathered sense. They borrowed themselves sense and began to praise the God that can fight their battle for them. If something is small in your hand, you want it to multiply. It's a lifestyle of thanksgiving and praise. That your small shop. Ask Jesus, how was he able to feed 5,000 men outside children and women? With thanksgiving, the Bible says when he collected that seemingly too small, a child's food, the Bible says he lifted it up to God and what? And gave thanks. When he gave thanks to God, what happened? He began to share. And what happened? The bread, the fishes began to multiply. John chapter 6, verse 11. It was through thanksgiving. If you are in any form of bondage and pain, your best bet and instrument for your release is what? It's thanksgiving and praise. Paul and Silas, go and ask him. So whatever your condition is, your best bet is what? Thanksgiving and praise. Be grateful. When things are working, be grateful. When it looks like they are not working very well, be grateful. Be grateful. Thank him for what he has done. Thank him for what he can do. Thank him for the one he is doing, and yet you cannot see it. And it is your gratitude that will magnet them. Your gratitude, your heart of gratitude, express in thanksgiving, express in praise, is what will magnet your blessing. Whatever you are believing God for in the house, promotion, you are believing God for a child, you are believing God for business, you are believing God for new opening, you are believing God for new job, whatever it is you are believing God for, thanksgiving and praise is your best bet. It's your best bet. The Bible says Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16. Paul and Silas, they pray. When they saw that it looked like nothing was happening, what did they do? They switch. Somebody need to switch this morning. I don't know who I am talking to. You have stayed on that mountain too long. The mountain of crying and weeping and fasting and prayer. For fasting and prayer is good, but you have lost shape and lost color. Prayer is good. Fasting is good, but praise is better. So when Paul and Silas in Acts 16, when they pray, the Bible says they began to do what? They sing. It was not this kind of jejele song. The Bible says all the prisoner, everybody had them when they were singing. It was a high praise, loud praise. Not the way they praise at the corner of their room. The prisoner had them. And the Bible says the chains, God show up. And when God show up, no chains of life can contain you. It's not possible when God show up. I see God showing up in your case. As you make up your mind to live a lifestyle, it's a reminder for us again and again that your best bet is thanksgiving, gratitude to God. Be grateful for where you are on your way to where you are going. Be grateful for what you have on your way to getting what you don't have. Be grateful. Be grateful. Hallelujah. Be grateful. If you are grateful for life, God will give you a husband. If you are grateful for where you are, God will move you to the next level. If you are grateful that you are married, even now that, okay, no child, God will do what? God will add children to you because children are blessing from him. He will give you in showers. But you must be grateful for where you are. You must be grateful for what you have and acknowledge God in your blessings. And that is why our Father in the house always, every month, as we are rounding up the month, he is coming on our behalf. Somebody, especially the new people, will be asking, say, When they announce special thanksgiving, it's only our father in the house. They are mentioning his name maybe once in a while, some other people. He's coming on behalf of all of us to tell God, thank you. That this month, throughout the month, there has been no running enter scatter for anybody as a pastor. He sleep when he want to sleep, wake up when he want to wake up, do whatever he needed to do. No emergency. No emergency. It can't just be the doing of any man. It is not the doing of, it's not by our prayer. It's not by our fasting. Even though we pray, we fast. But it is not by any of our effort. It is just by the mercy of God. So shouldn't we acknowledge this mercy? He said, if you thank God for his hand, you for his finger, you will see his hand. So you want the mighty hand of God to be made manifest in your situation, then you thank God for his finger. That little you have seen, appreciate God for it. And when you are full of gratitude, you are sure that whatever chain of life, whatever prison of life you have found yourself, whoever took you there, brought you there, God is the only one that has the ability to bring you out. And so it is wisdom that you praise that God, that you appreciate that God. Amidst other things we have learned this month, if you truly want to continually enjoy showers of blessing, you must live continually a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving. Can we rise to our feet?